I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, listen, this team is good. I mean, if you're not counting the Twins as a team with a chance to do something, you don't know baseball. They mesh, and their staff is pretty good. And they're rolling 10.5 up on the Indians, and their second baseman is with us now, Jonathan Schoop. First chunk of his career with the Orioles, a power-hitting second baseman. Then he went to the Brewers for a minute, and now he seemingly has found a home, and he's with us here, or another home, on Tiki and Tierney. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I really, and Tiki liked you guys, too. I remember I said that we made our preseason predictions. I had the Twins as a wild card. I knew you guys would be good, but to sit here and look a 10.5 game lead on the Indians, who have really been terrific the last couple of years. When you guys assembled for spring training, some new pieces, some new parts, did you guys think you would be this good this fast?
We got a talent, so we know we got a talent. We have a really good group of guys, and then they brought me, Harrison, Crow, Barway, and some guys together, and we know we good, but we, like you say, we didn't know we can do it right away, so, it's fun.
You know, it's interesting, Jonathan, because like in 2017, it was a surprise season for you guys. You made the postseason, and everybody, was lauding Paul Molitor. And obviously, we know what happened the year after that. It was a disappointing sub-500 team. He gets fired, and then Rocco Baldelli comes in, and we're seeing this I don't want to say it was miraculous because maybe it was already there. But what changed? Because it feels like you guys are perennially here, even though this is really only your first one of dominating like this. What changed?
Yeah. Rocco came in with a new style, and everybody, the group is really good guys, some good young guys and some veteran guys. Everybody likes to be around each other, Everybody want to come to work and have fun. So, if you come to work and you want to work with the guys and you like the guys around you, of course you're going to play better. You want to be around them every day, we go out there and fight for each other, and if you cannot do the job, the other guy going to try his best to do it for you. So, everybody cheering for everybody, and everybody like to see everybody have a success. So, I love to see other guys have success, and I know they love when I have a success. So, that's why, so far, we're really good, and we're trying to keep it up.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to come to work? But it's basically, it's like home run derby, like we used to play when we were kids playing wiffle ball. I mean, every night it's a mash job. You guys are first in runs, first in home runs, first in average. I guess my question is this, and playing in the American League East for as long as you did, obviously going up against terrific Yankee teams, terrific Red Sox teams, and, some intermittently very good Rays teams as well. My only question about your team right now, can you manufacture the run? Because as we know, Jonathan, you get to October and you guys will be playing in the playoffs. When you get there, you're facing aces, whether it's Verlander or Chris Sale gets his act together, Severino gets healthy, whomever. You're not going to hit 6 home runs off these guys if they have their A-plus stuff. Can you manufacture enough runs, this Twins team?
Yeah, of course. We see already, we match home runs, but I see that we score, move the runners over, second try. Then we can bunt too. We had the home runs, I know, but we can bunt. I know for a fact we can bunt. But, that's why right now we don't have fun. But but I see we score some runs, with moving runners, and do the little things. And playoffs, you need it.
Yeah,
playoffs, you need it. So, I know for a fact that we can do it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that you guys could bunt and you got to, play small ball in a sense. But it feels like, if for a lot of baseball teams, I should say, it's not even in the window. You see the shift every night because guys are just swinging for the fences. How have you guys embraced, I guess, an old school way of doing that? Because you want to hit home runs because you can hit home runs, but isn't it like an ego, knock if you're bunting to get on base?
I don't think it's an ego. I think if you're not doing really good, you're bunt, you get a hit, your confidence is going to go up.
But yeah.
I think we confidence is up already. That's why we just, taking what they give us. I think we beat the shift sometimes too, but it's not we want to, but we just want to hit the ball hard. So we want to hit the ball hard. Yeah, I don't think we're going to step in this with home run. So we got the power, but we just step in there and look at the damage. You know, try to shoot a gap and hit the ball hard. And if it go out, it go out. You know, we're not playing there to go deep. You know, we just go in there and get a good approach. And if they throw in the strike zone, we put a good swing on it.
Yeah, it's the old Serrano theory, Joe Boo. Just see it and hit it, right, man? I mean,
yeah, hit it. Whatever it goes, you know.
Yeah,
from right to line.
No doubt. We're talking to Jonathan Scope, second baseman, power hitting second baseman. And you came up, you were really young. What were you, 21 when you made your debut? Something 21, right?
Yeah, I was 21 here.
Wow. And it's crazy to see the Orioles, and you know, the attendance is down, and there's some, I think, apathy, you know, is kind of settled into Baltimore. Right now, they're obviously rebuilding and they're taking their lumps. But Minnesota's the complete opposite, man. I mean, this is almost like Minnesota when the Metrodome was there. When I was a kid, Kirby Puckett and Kent Herbeck and those teams were phenomenal. Gary Gaetti. The city of Minnesota, they're really behind this baseball team, right?
Yeah, they are. You know, like I think that's what I'm saying. On the Monday and Tuesday, we sell out. They are. You know, it's fun to play like that too. Fun to show up to work and see their fans behind you and put a show for them.
Well, listen, man, you guys are rolling. We're showing this on TV. First in all the stats, if you watch the Simulcast, really basically first in everything you can muster up.
You're right, including in the division. And BT mentioned this earlier, Jonathan, 10 and a half games.
10 and a half up
above,
on the Indians.
Above the Cleveland Indians. Yeah. How do you guys not get complacent? Right, because it feels easy, right? It's not going to be easy over 162 games, but it feels easy for you guys right now because you're hitting so many home runs, and you know the Indians are middling right now at 500. How do you not get complacent with this success that you found so early?
Yeah, you know, I think you know our bench is really good. You know what I mean? If you shift from 1 to 13, you know, like we rotate a lot. You know, like everybody gets days off and stuff, and whatever lineup you ride, you roll in there. It's going to do the job, you know. But I mean, this team is that good that from 1 to 13 is good. You know, you have to run the same guys out there. You know, you can rotate and everybody contribute. Everybody contribute, you know. And this team is really good, but we're not, you know, we just take it day by day. You know, day by day, you know, I know we're winning a lot, but just trying to win today. And if not, you know, forget about it and come back tomorrow and try to win again.
Oh, boy, you make it sound so simple for a pretty complex game, but it really is. Even guys like Kepler, we didn't mention Max Kepler, Crone, you know, Crone, your first baseman, up and down the lineup, a lot of tough outs, and you're right in the middle of it. So good to have you on the show. I know we tried to get you on last hour. We appreciate you calling us back and making it happen. Keep mashing, Jonathan Scope. I know you get some all-star votes, and I'm sure the Twins will be well represented at the Midsummer Classic. Thanks for hopping on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.